Leaders of the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center at UAB have big plans to use the recently announced $30 million gift from O'Neill Industries. They want to triple the number of clinical trials. For patients, it's an opportunity to try the latest therapies. For biotech companies, it's an incentive to invest in Birmingham. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgin takes a closer look at these trials and why doctors say they're worth the risk.
Eva Carter is in her 70s, and for most of her life, she says she never had any health problems until 5 years ago.
I was bulldozed with, you have the most aggressive type of breast cancer.
Triple negative breast cancer. Her doctors at UAB recommended a clinical trial. She would test out a new drug therapy, not yet approved by the FDA. Carter agreed to give it a try.
I was fighting for my life, and anything that I could do to enhance my chances of living longer, I was going to do it. If it didn't work, it didn't work.
Clinical trials are essentially experiments. But the Cancer Center's director, Dr. Michael Bierer, says they're carefully done and represent the future of oncology research. That's why the center wants to do more of them, especially early phase trials, when drugs are first tested on humans.
It's no longer, hey, here's a phase one and your chance of responding is very low. We now have success rates in these trials that's high, and so it's much more relevant to patients.
There's also an economic incentive. Bierer says the recent $30 million gift from O'Neill Industries will help fund physician-led research, hire clinical staff, and increase patient participation. This lays the groundwork to attract small pharmaceutical or biotech companies.
Companies will come and say, we have a new agent, it looks good. Can you open this trial up and get the job done? If we can do that fast enough and we do that often enough, I think they'll open up a office down here, or they might even bring the headquarters down here.
For patients, that means access to the newest therapies, and they typically don't have to pay for it. But participating in a clinical trial isn't easy. They often require daily or weekly visits to the cancer center and following a diet or exercise plan. And then there are the side effects. For Eva Carter, it was worth it.
My oncologist called me at 8 o'clock one night. And I said, oh, Lord, does this mean I'm dead? And he called and said, I just saw your MRI. And we can't even measure the tumor now. We can't even measure it.
Carter says she understands why some people hesitate to participate in trials. She says it can feel risky, but it's important that patients have doctors they can trust and they do their own research.
I am so happy that the Lord gave me the wisdom and the courage and the internet to look up the information on a clinical trial.
This year, more than 500 people participated in a clinical trial at the O'Neill Comprehensive Cancer Center at UAB. Next year, the goal is to enroll about 700. The growth is expected to drive economic development. But more importantly, it will offer more patients more options to fight cancer. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.